Buckets.
And
That's the name of my boat, Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. It's mercy if y'all don't know. Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly, you hoodie girl, duck it in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. Buckets, what it is, homie? It's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby, buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Buckets. I'm Matt. He's Vish. She's Melissa. Melissa, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm glad to be with you guys. How's it going?
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Going well, Vish.
Vish just came back from the baseball game.
I am, you know what? I am a broken man. The basketball programs are shambles. The baseball is the worst team I've ever seen. But this hoodie is fucking awesome. And I'm enjoying wearing the hoodie. So, yeah, I got, you know, you always got to look for something good.
Vish, let's see that logo, Vish.
This is my favorite one.
That is the official hoodie girl logo. The hoodie girl logo, yeah, hoodie.
Yeah. It's also quite comfortable. Definitely pick one of them up. Yeah, Melissa obviously has it as well.
I'm rocking the hoops one, Larinaga Meyer 23. It's got the Elite Eight Final Four on the sleeve. So if you haven't yet, which I'm sure you haven't because I know what's selling, head over to aboutthefans.com. Please buy one of my hoodies.
I will say this one is quite comfortable, and I think it's a little bit thinner than the other, than the black ones. So if you're in,
it's
South
more of
Florida,
an athletic material, kind of
Yeah. So if you're in South Florida, you're like too hot for hoodie. This one's actually breathable.
You got this one also. You got your graffiti, about the fans hoodie girl collab hoodie. It says hoodie on it. So lots of options. I will say these run a little small. The zip up actually runs big. I bought an extra small and it's actually a bit big. So
I think this one's probably more normal size.
Yeah. I would say I bought this one in an extra small. That's kind of true to size, but I mean, this is a small on me and it fits pretty comfortably. So
I will say the material on this is a little thinner. So if you're in a warm place, like, I don't know, South Florida, this is actually breathable enough where you can get away with it. So
that's actually the one Vish is wearing is actually, as far as the feel is concerned, is my favorite.
No, this one's awesome. I am enjoying wearing this. I thought I was going to be.
Oops. You know, when it was a better time, but when we still had a women's team.
So I thought I was going to overheat doing this because I finished my last work call at 5:45 and basically fast walked / ran across campus in jeans in the middle of the South Florida heat to get to the stadium.
How hot is it there today?
While watching a soccer game on my phone. And I'm like, oh, now I got to wear this hoodie. But you know what? Breathable. I'm feeling good.
It is currently 73 degrees.
It's
also 10 o'clock at night.
So that's the time.
It's dark. Yeah. No, it was probably maybe in the low 80s, mid to low 80s at that point with like 175% humidity. So
jeez.
Yeah. The high today was 81.
Yeah. So it was definitely around that at that point. And the sun was out. So it's just the difference between being out in the sun and the shade is pretty substantial at this time.
And then he got back to his sister's place and threw on a hoodie to help me rep.
Well, I mean, the hoodie's comfortable, so I had to wear something. Might as well wear something good.
Shout out to everybody in the chat. Terrence, John, Moose. Did we get Javon Small yet? Hey. That would be cool. Are we going to start off with the women first today? Should we get that going first?
What do you guys think?
We want to talk men's first. Men's is more portal rumors. Women's, there's a lot.
So, I mean, I guess we should.
Similar to the men's, there's a mass exodus, even more so of a mass exodus.
Well, I think it's similar, very similar to the women's in that, like, the best player stayed and everyone's like, Jasmine's still here. Nigel is still here. Everyone else kind of in the same.
So I think since we've last had a show.
Nice.
We've had.
How about making a call on our behalf, man? What are we doing?
Yeah.
So no, what are you doing?
Since I think the last time we did a show, Lachey had entered Dwyer. Since then, we've lost both of our bigs. Cheyenne has entered the portal.
That's hilarious.
So Z and Tosh have entered the portal. Cheyenne's entered the portal. Jalea has committed to Louisville in a very trolling manner. Ali Sedman has committed to UCF. And so we are left with Jasmine Roberts, which is amazing. Lamia Hilton, who has a lot of upside coming off of an ACL tear. Our freshman who didn't play last year, I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
And
our
freshman Solomon?
No, it's Aurora Almon.
Thank you. I knew it was an A. So we have three players currently, two of them coming off injury, and three freshmen.
We have Hannah Cavender.
Oh, and yes, Hannah Cavender has decided to come back to Miami after missing. So her sister Haley, who started for us on that Elite Eight run, has committed to TCU last year. Hannah's decided to come back to Miami. There's been a lot of mixed reactions on this. Vish, what are your thoughts? Because me and you talked about this a lot.
Yeah, so I am questioning if anyone actually watched the Elite Eight team play. This is a big, I don't know what to call it, get her back, whatever the hell you want to call this.
It's a good piece.
She can play.
Yes.
She is ACC caliber. She's a solid rotation player. Obviously, she'd be starting right now. We only have five players, but mm-hmm. She's someone that you're okay if she's starting, depending on who else is in the starting five. But certainly, if she's a rotation player, it's a huge win. Mm-hmm. I think if you just look at her stat line from 2 years ago, you're not understanding impact on the game. She's really good defensively. She's a decent 3-point threat. And one of the things that happened is that position got very crowded. First of all, Haley's a better basketball player. Like, we can be straight about that. So she was the starter. And then we had actually, Carla Arievitz was the starter in 2022, the team that went to the ACC tournament finals and lost to South Carolina. She was still there. And when Haley came in and was the starter, Hannah and Carla were splitting minutes.
And then Carla's
Carla's numbers dropped from like half what they were in 22 in 23 because she was splitting minutes with all these other players. Well, Hannah's playing the same position. So if you just open up the stat book and be like 3.8 points per game, who gives a crap? You really didn't watch the team play. This is a huge get. It's a big win for us in a program that does not have players. Getting an ACC caliber player that's familiar with the program that we know can play is a huge win. And yesterday when I put it into our buckets chat, I was joking.
Yeah.
But
Vish literally wrote, I wonder what the non-TCU Cavender twin is doing.
Oh,
right,
I tweeted
now.
That out as if
and
I was
then
being
24
serious.
Hours later, we see this on Twitter. So
maybe I should tweet out, I wonder what NorChat is doing. It's what they can see.
Well, here's the thing. We don't have a lot of players right now. Everybody except, like, the only players we have left from last year who actually played last year is Lamia Hilton coming off an ACL tear, who, when healthy, is a legitimate starter. And then you have Jasmine Roberts, who will be a senior, who's the leader of the team. So hopefully she stays. Everybody, Jada Patrick ran out of eligibility. Everybody else has left or are in the portal. So we need people.
Well, we need people. And again, this is a starting caliber player. I think people saying she's a bench player, she's not good. I would encourage you to look at the numbers she put up at Fresno State when she had an expanded role.
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 years.
Because of
the last 2 years, we've had a crowded roster. Tasha got injured 2 years ago, but we still had, we had Lola Pendande, Anzi, and Kyla. Like, none of our players have really hit their ceiling because of, you know, there's redundancies everywhere. So if you're just opening the stat book, you're not, and have not watched the team play, you're kind of misunderstanding the value here.
Can I say something too?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I don't follow as close as you guys, the women's team. I'm trying to get better with it. But I think it says a lot too that her former coach said that it was a massive get, right?
Yeah. Tweeted about it.
Yeah. And you know, you always need role players, rotation players. You know, we don't know what her role is going to be, at least I don't, but you know, you always need people that you know, are going to play on the defensive side, going to be able to knock shots down, and it sounds like that's something that she does.
Yeah, and because her and her sister are internet celebrities, I think, again, people...
Oh, there was already hate.
Well, I think people think they're not serious. Mm-hmm. I have never... We're going to talk about some people that aren't serious. It's not these two. I've never seen them not take their basketball seriously. And I think there's a misconception about that. When you watch them play, when you watch them practice... And actually, who was it? I think it was Destiny that talked about this. Because look, she was the team before the Elite Eight team. You know, they played South Carolina tougher than anyone else that year. They won the championship at South Carolina after almost winning the ACC tournament, which had 2-1 seeds in the NCAA tournament in it. And you get these celebrities coming in. You know, that can rankle the existing players. We're like, we've been working hard here. You know, the program is moving in the right direction. Now you're bringing it. And she said after the first practice, never thought that again, because they take basketball very seriously. And I think people, again, are misconception about that.
Listen, she's someone we know can play basketball. She's familiar with the university. She's a really good piece. Obviously, we need a lot more people because
we have three healthy players
because the freshmen coming in. So
yeah,
I mean, hopefully some of the players that have entered the portal decide to come back. We don't know what's going to happen there. I'm not counting on it. It's unfortunate. I was hoping to keep a few of them. I wasn't expecting this amount of exodus from the program. But I would like to address one departure.
Should I play the videotape?
I'm going to preface this with saying is that anyone who plays for Miami, I'm a fan of them. And I've said it before, like when Ali Steadman declared that she was entering the transfer portal, you know, I was like, oh, I'm a fan of hers. Like, I'm going to follow her wherever she goes, blah, blah, blah. She actually committed to UCF today. So congrats to her. But I'm not a fan of, like, if you're going to leave, you know, don't burn bridges. And I feel like the amount of trolling that has gone on in the last few days with this particular situation.
You want me to play the video?
I'm just like, come on, man. I'm just not having it. Play the video.
But then next year, I'll be taking my talents to. Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, we thought you were staying at the U.
I will be taking my time to the University of Louisville.
There we go. So you officially a Louisville Cardinal now.
University of Louisville, rocking number 12, PG, going to Kentucky, cold weather. I'm out of here.
Hey, you still...
Goodbye.
Oh, so you still gonna be number 12? Yeah. They give you number 12. That's what's up.
Was the hat game necessary?
None of it was necessary. And look, so I'm gonna caveat this by saying, you know, they're young.
Mm-hmm.
These are not. I mean, they're technically adults, but I mean, they're not mature necessarily. And this whole thing has been. I mean, this was the culmination of weeks of trolling.
She kept
going on Instagram, should I stay or should I go? She did that multiple times. She held up a whiteboard with a bunch of schools she was considering, including Miami. It's pretty clear she was not really considering coming back here. she went and visited Florida State and made sure, because she had a school, she had about what, 6 or 7 schools on our list. She made sure she tweeted out the Florida State pictures. There was an intentionality to this. I mean, she can get the fuck out. Like, we don't need that in our program. And actually, Melissa, we talked about this in the middle of last year, like how much we're going to miss Jada Patrick. It's because the other guards are unserious like this. Like, there's a reason she got benched. She was a starting guard. I interviewed her at the ACC kickoff because she was one of the key players. By the end of the year, she was on the bench. It's because of things like this.
Vish had mentioned it a few times over like the last week or two. I wasn't bothered by it until the hat game. Just commit to what you're doing, to where you're going. Why throw on the Miami hat and then take it off and then put the Louisville and pull up the Louisville sign? That, like, it's just unnecessary. I wish well to anybody who comes through this program and decides to leave. You know, at the end of the day, you're going to do what's best for you. And, you know, the coach left, I understand. But that's just trolling, and I'm not here for that.
Yeah, and again, like, we totally get it. Like, we're obviously huge fans of Coach Meyer here. And if I was a player at this team and Coach Meyer left, I would seriously consider, do I want to be here anymore? And I get that. Yeah. And some of them have options, and some of them a lot of them apparently are leaving, and that they should do that if they think that's in their best interest.
But have respect.
That sort of behavior, Veer, is
but have respect for the program that you're leaving and the program that gave you your start.
Yeah, and that's yeah, exactly that sort of behavior is just uncalled for. Like, all of a sudden we're trash now. Like, you put out by the side of the curb to have someone pick up, because that's how she treated us. And it, yeah. like you said, I basically, once she put on the Florida State jersey, I'm like, look, there's multiple layers to that, right? That's a rival school. It is disrespectful, which everything she did since she entered the portal has been disrespectful to Miami. But you know, that's the beginning of the troll-a-thon, which culminated with her repeatedly saying, maybe I'll come back. I don't for a second think she had the option to come back. I think this was all just her playing games. And again, they're young, they're not mature, but you know,
she could have easily done what Allie Steadman did. Allie entered the portal. You didn't see anything on the internet about it, and then she committed today and just posted a thing that, oh, I'm committing.
Yeah, but again, there's different levels of maturity. I'm going to give her a little bit of leeway in terms of that. Like, I feel like 5 years from now, she's going to be really embarrassed about the way she behaved. You know, she, when you look, we should have been in the tournament, but we were much closer to the bubble than we should have been. And some of what we're seeing now kind of shows a little bit about maybe why. Like, there's a definite lack of seriousness and maturity that, you know, when you lost Destiny Harden, frankly, lost the Cavender twins as well, lost Carla Arjovic, lost Lola Pendande. I feel like we upgraded talent-wise, but lost maturity-wise. There's a reason Jada played so much.
Jada was a really – I said it the whole season how underrated she was.
And again, we said we're going to really miss her just because she's like an adult. And we didn't use that term. Instead, we're like, she plays correctly. She doesn't turn the ball over. She plays defense. It was more of an admonition of the rest of the team not doing those things. And again, she was one of the two players we chose to take. You know, it was Nigel and Norchad. It was her and
Jasmine.
And by the end of the year, she's not even in the start. Could you imagine if we bench Norchad by the end of the year? That's what we did to her. That's how bad it went.
We don't like to come on here and talk bad about anybody in the program.
And I don't think we're even doing that.
No, I don't think we are. I think we're just calling out the bullshit, for lack of a better way to say it.
It's disappointing, right?
We cover this program. We're big fans of the program. Been to a bunch of games this year. Obviously, Vish went to ACC Media Days and interviewed her.
I was the only one there, too.
We give the team so much coverage. Obviously, Coach Meyer's been on the show. So it's kind of like a punch in the gut. Like, it may sound stupid, but like, I took that shit personally.
No, it is. It's fun. I mean, it's our school, right? She's shitting on our school.
Yeah.
That has treated.
And again, her well. We're alum too, so.
Yeah, and it's not like we treated her poorly or anything.
Yeah.
So I just.
I mean, you brought her up all the time because of the whole Popeyes
thing. Well, I'm not talking about us, like us personally. I'm talking about the school, yeah. The Royal We, right? I mean.
Yeah, but.
But anyway, I do think you know there is an element of lack of serious in some of these players that's coming out now. Which I'm sure Coach Meyer was dealing with throughout the, again, do you remember, or you obviously remember, that Virginia game where, like, what the F starting lineup is this? I guarantee you it was some shit like this that caused
Oh,
that.
Yeah. I remember when Allie started and.
It was a wacko lineup. It was, yeah. It was like, what are, I think it was shit like this. And, yeah, you know.
It definitely could have been.
Yeah, you know,
and Allie, there was a game that Jalea didn't dress for, remember? Yeah,
there was a few of them.
I wonder if that had to do with.
Well, I don't think it's just her. I mean, Lachey's had maturity issues too. Yeah. Like it's a lot of, you know, that.
I'm assuming Moose means Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Cheyenne just actually transfers, she is in the portal. We have to see. She's a huge loss. That's a big loss. Right now I'm focused on making sure that Jasmine and Lamaya stay. Like I want people that want to be here. I don't think Jasmine's going anywhere. She's a true orange and green. Lamaya's posted on Instagram a picture with her and Coach Cullip. So I'm hoping that means she's staying.
I mean, she needs to rehab. So
she has to rehab too. But I think Lamaya's a great player. So assuming she bounced back from this ACL, which I think she will, she's a two-way player. She's a great shooter, can drive, can play really good. One of the best defenders on our team last year until she got injured. So she's a starting caliber player, assuming she's healthy. So her and Jasmine are two really good players to build around, but you're going to have to get a lot of players from the portal. And that's hard with chemistry.
Well, it's two things. Like you said, it's hold the existing players that are still here.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably, you know, see if there's I guess the one thing we should say, and this is obviously not the case with Jalea, but you know, I'm not sure that all of them. I mean, this is the Jalea was gone regardless. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty clear, but I'm not sure if some of these other people that dumped into the portal like after a week after Coach Cullip was announced were not told, hey, you know. This is how we're going to play. You might not be a good fit for this program type of
all
stuff.
All of them?
I would say when Coach Meyer resigned that, and I told you, our whole team is going to enter the portal, and they didn't. And then they did later after the coach was announced. To me, that
was
a little...
before Coach Meyer resigned? Was it just Allie and Kyla?
And Jalea, right?
Was it them three before it was announced?
Before Coach Cullip was announced, yes.
No, before Coach Meyer resigned.
Oh.
Was it just Allie?
I think it was just Allie, yeah.
Moose saying group decision? I mean.
I mean, they're all, I sent you the picture, which Moose actually sent me, but like, they're all the transfers are clowning around together, so.
Yeah.
It's not exactly far-fetched, but.
Matt, as an outside perspective, since you're trying to get more into the program or whatever, what do you think of all this transferring and shenanigans on the internet?
Like from the perspective of the people leaving, or the perspective of like team outlook?
Just like in general, like with the trolling and then a bunch of people leaving after the coach, you know, leaves or the new coach. Like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I have to preface that with like, obviously, you said I don't follow as much as other people. But hearing what you said, it's what you guys have been saying. It sounds like there was maybe a bad apple or two, maybe a couple. And I think that's reflective in things you guys were talking about, the Virginia game, right? Where the lineup kind of changed. So, I mean, I don't want to say the entire team entering the portal is a good thing, but I mean, we could be looking back at this and be saying like, hey, this is something we might have actually needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus
you've been watching some Toledo tape, right? With Coach Cole.
Yeah. But that's like more system and,
yeah.
And everything. You still need players to run the system, and we don't really, we don't have a ton of players. So we have to see what she's going to do, mm-hmm. And whatnot too. So, and honestly, too, it's a tough. I mean, if she's, she obviously said that she's going to adjust what she wants to do, right, based on personnel and whatnot. I mean, I think she has a little bit more freedom now because essentially she is going to have to build this roster, right? But if she's going to do what she has done in the past, you know, with the offense she's ran and whatnot, it's going to take time.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't something you just implement and, like, you know, players understand it conceptually, year, like, right away.
Next year could be a bridge.
Yeah. So.
And I think that's a big thing for us because – have we done a show since the press conference? No.
I thought we did.
We did.
Did we? I don't even remember. Her saying retaining Coach Fitz.
Wait. I don't think we've done a show. No, I think it was just the interview she had. It was just the interview she had.
We haven't done a show since the press. So she announced in her press conference, she's bringing two of her assistant coaches with her from Toledo. And she's keeping Coach Fitz, which I think is a big deal for recruiting. Which is hopefully going to keep our three freshmen and maybe grab some people that entered the portal that from Miami that maybe they can convince to stay. I don't know. I think keeping him is a big deal.
I honestly, I don't know that I want any of them back.
Yeah, but you don't know the reasons for why they're going in the portal.
With what I don't know.
So they might have entered the portal because it's going to close and they want to have options until they figure out what they want to do.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, what I've seen is a program that it feels increasingly like Coach Meyer was holding together. And I mean, we saw a lot of on-court dumbassery and bad fundamental play and all this stuff that were, like, you know, kind of excused, right? And you're kind of getting the sense that these are, you know, I mean, we're going to talk to Coach Meyer next week, but not obviously in an interview setting. I'm starting to think dealing with these knuckleheads hastened her retirement, to be honest. Like, there's a high level of dumbassery floating around here, and I don't know. Like, some of the stuff, like, you know, that we not even really joked about that frustrated us from a basketball perspective, like, all the missed layups, the missed free throws, the fundamental mistakes, the stupid turnovers, all of that stuff. You know, you kind of got to wonder how much were they working on their craft? Like, why can't you make a free throw? And,
well, Hannah can make free throws.
Yeah, but also, like, all the missed layups, like, there's a lot of stuff that we're like, this team should be better. And again, they should have been in the tournament. We got screwed.
Mm-hmm.
But it also felt like, you know, they kind of did never came close to reaching the ceiling of the what that roster was. You kind of wonder if some of this might have been why. And so I kind of almost just
yeah. PhD.
We got almost kind of. Here's why I say that, right? It's not that and I'm not really attacking the individuals, because again, we don't know. They're as much as it might have been, you know, a group decision, or a lot of them are like, you know what, we should all just leave. They're all in their individual situations, right? And so I'm not trying, other than Jaleah, she can get the fuck out, but like everyone else, like Allie's, we hope Allie does well at UCF. Like, she
left before Coach Meyer even
retired. And I think it didn't work out here for her. She wasn't really playing at the end, so we get that. Like, and again, at this point, though, like, what is getting one or two of these players back? And this is a reset. We have a new coach. It's a new era. We're going to have to rebuild. And I don't think having, you know, someone that's half committed coming back at this point is going to really move the needle that much. And I almost wonder if it's better just to get all of that out of the locker room. Like, how many games is this? Just pick up. Let's just say we get one player back. Let's say I don't want to even name names because it's not fair to them. One of the three bigs comes back. Okay. Mm-hmm. How many wins is that worth right now? is that worth it to just I'm kind of just cut it out. It's gone.
I mean, you wanted to see Kyla hit people, so.
Well, we got Hannah back, and if you aren't familiar with Hannah, she will kill you. So I am I've got my champion in the ring.
Yeah. I think a part of my wanting some players to come back is just like my fandom. You know?
Yeah.
You enjoy the team. We know the potential that was there, and we kind of talked about it at the end of the season before all of this went down, saying like how many players could return and like how much better we could be and all of these things. So there was a lot of potential. But I mean, that's a lot. She's basically has to recruit a whole new team.
Well, there's multiple things she needs to do, right? So that's why getting Hannah mm-hmm. back was huge.
Mm-hmm.
So assuming no one else leaves, she's got four essentially players in the roster. She's got three freshmen. She's got to hold all those
mm-hmm.
and limit the amount. And then you're probably talking about getting like three in the portal because you're not – that's seven already. Like no one uses 12 scholarships anymore. It just doesn't because mm-hmm. everyone's in and out of the portal and you're not going to – so she's got to go get some players. Certainly we need some size, although Almon is, what, 6'4". But we probably need – we need some more size and some more scoring. Right.
And she needs to buy a house still.
That really upset Matt that she decided she didn't want to live her car trunk in Miami.
She's living in a hotel right now. She hasn't even moved.
I know, that's crazy.
Yet. You think she's at the thesis? She's probably at the thesis, right? right above the team store where the ticket office is? Gotta be.
But looking at the team now, obviously we have to fill in, you know, holes from the portal. I think the expectation for next year is to just not have expectations.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of my point. Like, I don't think there's any – I mean, we can joke about, you know, who's texting Van Lith. Mm-hmm. It's going to take, like, two or three of that caliber of player to elevate this team mm-hmm. substantively. And frankly, other than Cheyenne, ones in the portal aren't that caliber. And
well, my favorite player left us, but I guess I need to find a new one.
Well, and I'm not other than Jalea. I'll keep saying that because honestly, she deserves it. I'm not going to name, you know, like, cause again, everyone's in their own situation, but I would say mm-hmm. none of the Jasmine and Cheyenne were clearly the two best players on this team. And everyone else was severely deficient in ways that limited their effectiveness and their minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there was so much churn at the other positions. And so I don't, if we bring back Tosh or Z or Kyla by themselves, they were at least what we've seen so far, they have not been good enough to be like, I'm going to play this person 35 minutes a game because they're like that caliber. True. Like they're not Liz Kidley here. And so that's why I'm like, if you're getting all three of them back and somehow like, and there's no like attitude problems or anything, great. That's a rotation, but if you're getting one of them back, like by themselves, they were never. That's why no one sees those positions. There's a reason that there was so much churn at those positions. No one was ever playing consistently good enough to warrant getting a majority of the minutes.
People all the time.
Yeah, and then just having one of them. I mean, again, mm-hmm. this is on Coach Call Up to read the room, read the players, and read all like kind of figure that out. But.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I mean, I would take Cheyenne back.
Yeah,
I think she's a game changer.
I wish Jada had more eligibility.
Yeah, but Jada wouldn't have done any of this crap.
I know, but I'm just saying. I said it all season how she was so underrated and everything that she did. And like, man, it's actually funny. I think we have more. Players on the men's team right now than we do the women's.
Yeah, no, we don't have a women's team. We have four.
We have a starting lineup for the men's.
We have four players on the women's team, one of which has a torn ACL. Like we don't have shit. One of which is coming off a 1-year hiatus.
And the freshman who didn't play. Yeah,
has never played. She redshirted.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I will say Leah Harmon can come in and start.
Oh no, the recruiting class was top 15. That's why it's mm-hmm. important she holds it together. Those three players are capable of coming. Leah Harmon is almost certainly going to start based on the roster.
Leah Harmon and Anae Adams are top 50 players.
Yeah, so I mean, there are players you can start as freshmen or play significantly as freshmen. That's why she's got to hold that together.
Yeah,
but there are things she needs to do. so that there puts less onus on the portal.
Yeah.
But like, no, we're not gonna have a good year next year, let's be honest.
But I mean, if you look at the portal as far as the women's ACC, there's a lot of players from all the teams pretty much.
Well, I mean, because Kenny Brooks also struggle. Him leaving Virginia Tech, their team all went into the portal too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean these other programs were kind of starting, like, we deserved to be in the tournament. We were the ninth best team in the ACC. So it's not like we were dominating and can take a hit, and like we were on the bubble. We should have been in, especially the resident teams that went in instead, but we were on the bubble.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like we were clear, like we were top, we were hosting in the first round and got screwed in that sense. Like we were closer to legitimately missing the tournament, which is not what happened, than we were to like being an Elite Eight team again. And so I think, you know, that team was, there was something wrong with it the whole year. It never clicked. I thought we were playing well at the beginning of the season. Like by the ACC play, I don't know if just like the toughness of the ACC ground us down, but like that, I mean, our final home game, we're playing Georgia Tech, who was not a good team at home, and we lost to them in overtime, but like, you got to win that game by double digits and walk out of there and secure your, you know, it again, we got screwed, but it gives them an excuse, right? It's a bad loss that you couldn't afford at home to end the season. This team was just never really fully rounded out.
Maybe we get over, so.
Yeah. And that's my point. It's a reset. So like, do I really need a solitary player back? Probably not.
I would like to hang on to Jasmine.
Well, Jasmine's still here, and my assumption is she still will be here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't want anyone else to leave, but do I think Coach Cullup needs to go and like try to convince someone that's in the portal to come back? I almost feel like they got to come to her and be like, my bad, can I please come back? They got to humble themselves. I don't think she needs to tell any of them, hey, I really need you, please come back or something. No, screw that.
Yeah.
They want to come back to her.
And also,
and say, I made a mistake. I'd like to be in Miami. I want to buy into your program. That's different.
It's really hard to find like transfer portal updates for the women. So
I sent you the link of like the updated blog post.
So I haven't. Oh, you froze. Was that me or was that you?
That was me. Keep going.
Oh, okay. So I don't have like, someone asked about Reese Poffenbarger's sister who's in the transfer portal. She's apparently really, really good.
She is. I heard rumors she was like kind of probably going to South Carolina, but I don't know.
Also, I will note Z and Tosh both entered the transfer portal with no contact tags on. So I'm not sure what to read into that, but I want to move into the men's. So Matt has something to talk about. Hi, Max.
Hey, Max, how do we tell Cuvée to step on third base when he's standing next to it with the force out?
This isn't Canes on Deck.
I about had it, man. Max and I were the only ones watching the baseball game while everyone was watching the Heat play. So,
well, everyone's breaking my heart today. So,
but yeah, let's
talk. I'm wearing a really nice hoodie.
So Max
ordered one.
Dumbest.
Remember 2023, the year we made the Final Four in the Elite Eight? That was a good year.
I put this in our group chat. Last year at this time, the men had come off of a Final Four, the women off of an Elite Eight, and the baseball team was in the top 10.
And we formed this show.
Wait, isn't our – we identified the date of our –
May 24th.
May 24th.
Was the first time the three of us did the show together.
Which is the first real buckets. There's no buckets without the three of us. Hold on. I gotta check that. What day of the week is that? That's a Friday. We have to do a Friday buckets.
I'm off. We've discussed this.
That's gotta happen.
Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. We get buckets. Keep it chill. Yeah, baby. Wear good socks.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.